Mobile. Anybody monitoring?
2TXJ.
XJ, I believe it was. N4YR. Name here is Jimmy. New to the area. I just put a dual band VHF and UHF antenna on this Jeep. Am I making the repeater quieting?
Quite good into the repeater. Full quieting, no noise whatsoever. Audio sounds good. And the call is Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. And the name is Jim, Juliet India Mike.
Fine. November 4, Yankee Romeo is my call. And the name here is Jimmy with another M and a Y on the end. So, okay, mighty fine. Yeah, the repeater sounds real good. We over here on Highway 14 here in Greenville, South Carolina, and I've got a full quieting signal. So what is your QTH, Jim?
Well, not that far from you. I'm over in Taylor's, which is just probably the other side of Greenville. Sort of the suburb, I guess, of Green City of Greenville. And the machine has great coverage up into North Carolina, and you'll find a few dead spots down around the Greenville area because of the shadow from Paris Mountain, but generally very good coverage. It's pretty popular, lots of folks on it.
That's great. I'm glad to hear some activity on the repeaters. I own four repeaters myself. Matter of fact, let me tell you, you might want to pass it on. I just put a six-meter repeater, FM six-meter repeater, up on Paris Mountain here. I live here in Greenville, and so we're soon to be married, and we'll be going back and forth from Fancy Gap, Virginia, back to here. So I talked to the coordinator and got a one of my 6 meter repeaters down in this area. So it's up on Paris Mountain. And Jim, if you got any 6 meter gear, you're certainly welcome to use it. I'll give you the frequency if you like to chat it down, or maybe you can remember it. It's 53.630 with a PL tone of 100 hertz. But naturally, on 6 meters, you're 1 meg down. The input of the repeater would be 52.63 with a PL tone of 100 there, QSL?
Yeah, I don't have any 6 meter equipment, but if I did, that would be great because I travel several times a year up to New Jersey, where I'm from, and go right through a Fancy Gap there, heading up that way.
Well, the repeater, I've got four repeaters. I've got a 220 megahertz repeater up there in Fancy Gap, and then I have a Fusion UHF repeater up there, and then I have another 6 meter repeater up there. It's 53-250. It's got really great coverage up there at 3,650 feet of elevation. But yeah, we brought one of my 6 meter repeaters down here to Paris Mountain, and it's up there now, and I've only had it on the air for about a week here. So I'm trying to get the word out and let everybody know they're certainly welcome to use it there if they got any 6 meter gear. QSL?
Yeah, very nice of you to make that available to everybody. Yeah, there's a club meeting coming up. It's the first Monday of every month, so I guess that'll be this Monday that they hold at the Red Cross building on Grove Road in Greenville. And if the repeater's available for membership, if you're interested in doing that as well. But like I said, it's a pretty active machine, lots of folks on it, and the coverage is excellent.
I'm glad to see some activity. Yeah, I had repeaters up on Mount Mitchell for 26 years, and at 6,684 feet. So, yeah, when we had those repeaters up there on Mount Mitchell, we had about 250 miles of coverage. That's back in the old days. We used to have a net on Friday night, and we'd have 250 check-ins. I think the net would run from about 7 o'clock to after midnight. That was really something back in the 70s. And but anyway, it's good to hear activity on these FM repeaters. It certainly is. And it I haven't monitored this repeater. I just found out about it yesterday. Talked to the Johnny, talked to the president of the club. I believe he's the president of the club. He and I had a really great chat on the phone. But anyway, just wanted to pass this on, Jim, and certainly appreciate you coming back. And we're trying to get familiarized with the area as well. So there you go.
That's here every night at 9 p.m., and don't get 200 check-ins, but, you know, typically probably 30, 40, you know, sometimes in excess of 50. During COVID, it was up to way over 70. But check that out if you're in the area, and at least you get an idea of how many people are on the machine and what some of the call signs are. K2TXJ.
4YR. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, I got it. I got some, my intentions are linking the 6-meter repeater on top of Paris Mountain back to Cold Springs, North Carolina, which is outside of Statesville, North Carolina. I've got another 6-meter repeater up there that it's up about the 2,000-foot level on the tower, and we're going to link it through UHF. So hopefully that'll work out good, and that'll give everybody in this area a lot of coverage. That repeater up there, it gets on into Raleigh, North Carolina, down towards the coast, all back up in Virginia. So it's got a big footprint up there, and I'm going to try to get it linked up with the one that I just put up on Paris Mountain. So that should give us some great coverage in this area.
Good plan. And that's the 6-meter repeater you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the one, if you want to chop down the frequency, I just put up on Paris Mountain there is 53.630. And naturally on 6 meters, you got 1 meg split. You transmit into the repeater at 52.630 with a PO tone of 100 if you want to chop that down there, Jim. And but like I said, you know, 2 meters is 600 up, and then actually 6 meters is 1 full meg.
You did mention that before. I did jot that down. I don't have any 6-meter equipment, but if I did, I'd certainly tune into it.
This is really a great band. I think I put up the first 6-meter FM repeater on Mount Mitchell back in the 70s, early 70s. And it stayed up there for about 26 years. But the old Magic Band, it's a great band. During June, July, well, actually in May, June, July, and August, you have what you call a sporadic E that will open up on 6 meters. And you can just talk all over the country. It'll just come booming in. I know I've had a lot of fun in the past with 6 meters. That's the reason we call it the Magic Band.
I've not worked 6 meters at all, but it sounds very interesting and probably be worth the investment at some point to get a 6-meter rig.
Or you can I convert. What I do is I convert Motorola mobile radios into 6 meters. I pull the mods on them and convert them from commercial band down to 6 meters, and they work really, really good. That's what a lot of guys up through the North Carolina use in Virginia, is the little Motorola mobile units. But you can purchase 6 meters, a mono bander, you can get a Linko. But most of your HF equipment, like Yaesu, Kenwood, Icom, they come with 6-meter F capabilities in them, even the high-dollar radios. You know, the Yaesu, Kenwood, and Icom. I know most of them, the HF radios come with FM 6 meters in them already.
Yeah, I haven't done much HF work myself. Mostly VHF, UHF, local repeaters. And now that I'm retired and have more time, it's something I might want to do in the future. But up to this point, I have not.
For YR. Well, I tell you what, Jim, I've done it all. I've been in this business for about 45 years. And, we served over in Vietnam and came home and went to college under the GI Bill in electronics. And been at it since 1969, and went down to Atlanta and got my first ticket, novice ticket. But I remember back in them days, you could count on one hand extra class operators. They were far few in between. But now, since they changed all the testing method of doing away with advance, and I think they've done away with Technician Plus and stuff, and then also they've done away with the CW continuous wave. But back in the old days, I guess you could call me an old timer, but I was back in amateur radio back when the days were good.
A lot of technology changing between then and now. I've been a ham since about 1986 myself. But I knew guys that were involved back in the late 50s, early 60s. And the technology is certainly quite different. We sure got a lot of experience in the hobby. It's a long time to be involved.
VEC as well. I remember, I was thinking the other day how many people we probably tested over 5,000 or 6,000 people to get their license. We used to have a testing session. I'm a VEC with ARRL and W5YI. We used to have 50-60 people to come in to take their test, and it got to be a job, actually. Back then, when we first started, you had to do everything by paperwork. You couldn't do it by filing electronically, and it made it very difficult. I know I had about 3 VEs that work under me, and we were just bombarded with paperwork. So anyway, those were fun days, field day. We had a lot of fun, and once a ham, always a ham, as they say. But I really enjoy the hobby. Been in it for a long, long time, and I build a lot of repeaters. I mean, a lot of repeaters, and build a lot of Lincoln systems, and I just thoroughly enjoy it. And Caesar's Head, I think this repeater's up on Caesar's Head. Yeah, I remember Caesar's Head back 40 years ago. We used to have a 220 repeater up there years and years ago.
Where the machine's located, well, that's a long time ago. Were you up in the area at that point and then moved to Virginia?
I used to live in Rutherford, and my wife of 33 years of marriage, she just passed away 4 years ago with pancreatic cancer. And at that time, yeah, we lived in Rutherfordton, Rutherfordton. A lot of people, it's kind of hard to say that word, but it's Rutherfordton, North Carolina, outside of Spindale, and that's where we lived. And I had a repeater up on White Oak Mountain right off of Interstate 26 back in those days, too, there at QSL.
Sorry to hear about the loss of your wife, but that's a long time to be together. Where exactly is Rutherford? I have heard of Rutherford. Rutherfordton. Where is that in relation to Greenville?
N4YR. It's if you're leaving out of Greenville, probably you want to go to Interstate 26 and hit Highway 108 out of Columbus. Tryon area, right off of 26, and hit the 108, and it runs directly into Rutherfordton. Rutherfordton is basically, there's Far City, Rutherfordton, Spindale, some of those towns in that area.
Yeah, I've not been through that area. I've been out 26, but not specifically through Rutherfordton. Well, Jimmy, I'm going to kind of cut you short here a little bit. I'm in the middle of trying to do something that just came up for work, which is kind of unusual on a Saturday. So it was very nice chatting with you. Hope you stay up in the area and successful with the implementation of your six-meter repeater. But and check into the net tonight at 9 o'clock if you want to get an idea of how many folks are on the machine and who's in the area. In 4YR, I'll be clear on your final, KA2TXJ.
I certainly appreciate the club letting me talk into the repeater. Really good repeater. Sounds real good. It's got a sounds like it's got good sensitivity. The deviation sounds really good. Good, clear audio. I commend the techs, whoever put it together. It's doing a great, great job. Okay, Jim, it's been my pleasure. And 73s, and you'll probably be hearing me on the repeater from time to time, but I'll basically be over on the FM 6-meter repeater. So anyway, make yourself a wonderful weekend, and it's certainly my pleasure. November 4, Yankee Romeo, N4YR, Jimmy. Here in Greenville, South Carolina, Mobile, clear. YR test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. YR clear.
For OIA monitoring?
Catch the call, sir, but I just wanted to respond to you. My name is Jimmy. The call is November 4, Yankee Romeo, QSL.
Hey, November 4, horrible with names right now. This is KM4OIA. Name's Mark over here in Spartanburg.
Over in Spartanburg. Well, it's certainly nice to make your acquaintance. This is, I'm new to this area. I'm down in Greenville here at my fiance's home residence. But Spartanburg, yeah, we came through Spartanburg several times, and you're sounding full quiet and into the repeater. Sound real good.
I'm just cobbling together an antenna and wanted to test it outside. Good to meet your acquaintance as well, and welcome to Upstate South Carolina. This is KM4OIA. I'm going to say 73s, and you have a good rest of your weekend.
Just wanted to pass on the information. I just put up a new 6-meter repeater on Paris Mountain here north of Greenville, so you're certainly welcome to use it if you got any 6-meter gear. It's 53.630 with a PO tone of 100 hertz on the input, but it's just got it put up on Paris Mountain, and it covers Spartanburg like a blanket. So if you got any 6-meter gear, you're certainly welcome to get on it and use it. Okay, 73s, and your antenna's doing a fine job. Talk with you later. N4YR clear.
IR, I'll definitely look that up. I am certainly a fan of 6 meters. I got an ICOM 7100 and a 6-meter vertical on my house. I'll certainly look into it. Thank you much. 73s.
If you have time, I would certainly appreciate it if you could meet me over there. I'd like to check that out if you have just a few minutes. Let me give you the frequency one more time. 53.630. Is the output of the repeater. The input is 1 meg down at 52.630 with a PL tone of 100. If you can meet me over there, I'd certainly appreciate it. I'd like to check it out for the coverage, or QSL.
I'm out in the woods right now, but next time I get to the house, I'll certainly take a look at it. I'll see if I can talk to you this evening on it.
And I will be linking it back to another 6-meter repeater up in North Carolina. Hopefully we can get that done here in the next several weeks. And I'll be linking it back to another 6-meter repeater up in North Carolina. Okay, have a good one. Sounding great, and I'll catch you over on the 53.630 QSL. N4YR clear.
Good, I'll see you on the other side.
4 HKX.